Process technology assessments. An assessment of technology options as an input to functional and operational strategies needs to determine what process technologies would best fit with the organization's strategy and specifically a given operation's competitive priorities. Operations strategy defines a process technology strategy as the set of decisions that define the strategic role that direct and indirect process technology can play in the overall operations strategy of the organization and sets out the general characteristics that help to evaluate alternative technologies. Direct process technology can include material processing systems and equipment, or for services, customer processing systems, for example, medical equipment. Indirect process technology includes information processing systems and administrative support systems. Another example of customer processing systems are the rides at Disney theme parks, which are designed to be people movers, meaning that they have high and steady throughput. For example, the Haunted Mansion incorporated slowly moving seats on a conveyor rather than having people walk through, as was initially envisioned, which improved throughput. Disney's FastPass system is a technology solution to regulate input to the rides. Process technology is continually changing, and so it is a force for change in the design or redesign of manufacturing processes, service processes, and the supply chain. Technology can improve one or more competitive priorities: speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, and cost. Some examples follow: speed. Automation can increase throughput. Communication technology between internal areas and supply chain members can reduce information delays. Dependability. Technology can control or coordinate processes or add feedback loops to make them more resilient and dependable. Flexibility. An important aspect of flexibility that technology can enable is the ability to accommodate change without undue hardship or expense. Supply chain flexibility can take the form of the ability to dynamically adjust destinations based on planning or customer changes. Manufacturing flexibility can take the form of easy capacity change or easy sales mix change. Scaling up or down capacity or throughput is often needed to match demand. Some manufacturing environments require the ability to change over equipment in ways that minimize setup time and/or maximize the potential types of products that can be produced. Quality. Automation can standardize processes and increase precision. Cost. Technology that is more efficient and effective than manual or older technology solutions can improve direct or indirect process costs. Direct processes include operations, purchasing, and inventory storage. Automation and process simplification in these areas can lower variable costs, for example, labor, and or overhead, for example, need for inventory storage space reduced by better demand data. Indirect processes are costs associated with support or administration, and so are part of overhead. For example, more efficient order processing will reduce overhead. Another example is automated communication of demand data between supply chain members. Technology that increases information visibility enables decision-making that improves material flows, which can in turn reduce inventory investment and other costs. A given process technology may provide benefits for multiple competitive priorities, but the degree of each benefit may differ, so the top priorities need to be aligned. Evidence-based assessments for process technology. The process technology strategy needs to be able to assess both the benefits of the technology and the downside costs and risks between alternatives. The process technology strategy can deliver an optimal result only if the process is evidence-based, rather than being based on gut feelings or a desire to acquire the latest technologies regardless of proper fit or need. Evidence can take the form of data about improvements to speed, quality, and so on, as well as financial impact data. A pilot project might be conducted to gather data before committing to a larger capital expense. Because process technology can require substantial initial capital investment or ongoing overhead expense, for example, leased software, it needs to be justified by reasonable financial projections, such as reasonable return on investment in a short enough time period. Technology roadmapping. A technology roadmap is a tool that originated in agile project management to enable longer-term yet still flexible planning. Roadmaps can facilitate technology planning, collaboration, and consensus building among various areas of the organization. The roadmap helps the organization begin with the end in mind and map out the broad steps that will be required to get there over time. These roadmaps are kept at a high enough level that they can be easily revised, such as due to customer-driven changes even late in development. Since process technology requirements are subject to change as the market changes or new technologies become available, a roadmap is often a great tool for flexible planning. Roadmaps can take many forms, but in general, they should be easy to interpret, brief, and high level. Exhibit 1-45 shows a roadmap for a shipbuilder that has decided to transition to blockchain and Internet of Things, IoT, equipment to help track and coordinate the use and maintenance of its manufacturing assets, from large equipment down to tools and dies. Larger powered equipment will have RFID, radio frequency identification, tags that broadcast its whereabouts and maintenance status. Smaller things like tools and dies will have QR codes, and these barcodes will be scanned as items are checked out and moved to various locations. The blockchain system, a distributed ledger that makes records very hard to alter, will operate in the background to collect these data at multiple locations and create a timeline of how the assets are used. Advanced analytics will determine proactive maintenance requirements and optimal amounts and locations of each type of asset. Note how various categories of goals are made clear. Other roadmaps that have complex dependencies between goals could use a flowchart-type design, with arrows between the various elements to show what aspects of the initiative need to be done before other elements can be started or which sub-initiatives require close coordination. Process technology strategy and requirements will differ significantly based on the organization's manufacturing environment and process type.